been preaching for 25 years and no one's ever dumped a wastebasket in front of me. Oh, well, where was I? Oh, yeah, mustard seeds. One of the things I love about Jesus is that, like me, he tends to, or am I like him, exaggerate things. Like Father Nathan, he's always like, I'll say, instead of saying like 100, I'll say a billion and trillions or whatever, and I'm always doing it. And Jesus says, the mustard seed is the smallest. Well, anyone could do a one-second Google search on your little cell phone, and you would realize the mustard seed ain't the smallest. And the mustard seed bush isn't the biggest plant on the earth. I mean, have you ever seen a sycamore tree? Yeah, he's getting at something. This tiny, insignificant seed. It's just weird having all this paper in front of me, but whatever. This tiny, insignificant seed is the smallest. Like, he's saying, like, it's the kingdom of God. And sometimes we forget that the kingdom of God is meant to be a metaphor for us. This small little seed becomes the biggest of bushes. And the biggest of bushes, what's interesting is at the end, what happens? Like, the mustard seed bush doesn't say, hey, ketchup bush over there, I'm bigger than you. Hey, mayo bush over there, I'm bigger than you. There is a mayo bush, isn't there? But rather, without even saying anything, the birds of the sky find shade in its branches. See, the purpose of the mustard seed bush is to provide shade so that the birds of the sky can rest. And when it's going to be 95 again today, a little shade is nice. See, we are to be like that mustard seed bush. We are to be that community that provides shade for others. So that when people come into the midst of the church, you and I, whether we're gathered here right now, wherever we are, that those around us, in our presence, in the presence of God, whom we carry into the world, might find shade, rest, respite. Isn't that wonderful? That's our mission. Hey, be in my presence. Take it easy. I'm here to serve you. Even if all I'm giving you is my shade from the sun. Have you ever gone to someone's house and visit? Every couple years I get to see my sister, Kathy, who lives on the east coast of Maine and a billion miles away. And when I go and visit my sister there, the first thing I do when I get up to Whiting, I go in the house, give my sister a big hug, tell her I love her, and then I put my suitcase down, and then I say, is there anything I can do to help? And she'll say, yes, big brother, peel the potatoes, or whatever it might be. Like, when I go to visit my sister, I realize that I'm invited to be at home here. Even though it's not my home, it is my home, because wherever my sister is, I'm at home. And so her home is my home. And I want to invite us to have that attitude here. Because don't we all do that when you go to visit someone? You say, hey, it's great to be here. How are you doing? Is there anything I can do to help? Do you need help peeling the potatoes or getting the pickles out or whatever it might be? Like, we want to help, and that's a great thing. And I want to invite us to have that attitude, that disposition here when we come to church. Because whose church is this? Is this my church? Do you pay and give a ticket so you can be here? No, this is our church. This is your home. And so when you come to church, pretend like you're visiting your sister and say, hey, is there anything I can do to help? How might I assist? Sometimes, you know, maybe this is not the day for you to assist. So maybe your life has been tough this week, or maybe you're sick, or you're a little enfeebled, or whatever it might be. But by and large, when we come to church, when we come to our home, let us come and ask the question, How might I help? How might I assist? And so at the end of Mass, we're going to invite all of us, even you at home, to take a few minutes and consider how we might assist in our home. There's three main areas. One is in the area of pastoral care. We need Stephen ministers, those people who can assist and walk with others, accompany people who might be in need. We need some other areas of pastoral care as well. We also need assistance in marriage, especially in marriage prep, especially mentor couples. We're graced and blessed to have all these couples getting married. Where's the couple got married a couple weeks ago? It's just like wonderful. But we need couples who can say, I'll walk with you for a few months as you get ready. And then in the area of liturgy, our own liturgies, we need ushers and Eucharistic ministers, and we need enough so that it's not the same person doing it every single week, right? Because we all need a time where we can just say, I need to relax today. I need some shade. So I invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to quicken in your own heart, how might you assist? Can you help me with picking this stuff up, Ganges? Because this is your home, right? Mom and Dad can help too. They don't have to just sit there. Like, we're all helping, right? Because, see, at home, when you take out the garbage, don't you need, how do you take out the garbage? So you've been watching Dad, and eventually Dad just says, I'll take it. Then you eventually take out the garbage. Who does it at your home? You, see? And you learned it from your dad, or did you learn it from Mom? Dad, all right. Thanks. There you go. I love being here. We need all of us to help. I can't do it all by myself, nor should Dad or Mom or any of us do it all by ourselves.